Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with Paralympic GB medal winners from the Tokyo Games, and I'm now joined by the whole of the gold medal winning Paralympic GB mixed Cox 4 rowing team. Congratulations on the gold medal, guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
Firstly, for our listeners, could we go down the boat with each of you introducing yourself, saying what position you are in the boat and what you do?
Hi, I'm Ollie Stanhope. I'm at Stroke and I'm a student.
My name's James Fox and I'm in the 3C.
Hi, I'm Ellen Buttrick and I sit in the bow
seat. Hi, I'm Deirdre and I sit in the
2C. Hi, I'm Erin and I'm the coxswain of the boat.
So you went into the final tip for gold, as you have not been beaten in a championship since 2010, and of course the gold medal in London and Rio too. So was there a lot of pressure and expectation on you to win?
I feel like there's always expectation. At some point, it can feel like it's ours to lose. The boat has been winning since 2010, so this is the 11th year we've gone unbeaten. It's not easy, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it feels like there's a target on our back and people know exactly where to look to find us. When you mentioned the PR3 Mixed Cox 4, GBR tends to be synonymous with that. People will always have a pop, but I think part of the reason why we keep winning is that we don't get complacent. We are incredibly tough on ourselves. We keep pushing the standards. And as far as I can tell, since 2010, the boat has only got faster since then. We haven't lapsed or anything like that. I mean, yeah, incredible to be in this position. We are incredibly grateful. Yeah, there's definitely pressure on us.
And it was quite a close start, I think. I think USA were only 3/4 of a second behind you at the 500-metre mark, 5 seconds behind you at the 1,000 metres, the halfway point. And I think in the last 500, 8 seconds behind you. And of course, you finished, I think, 11 seconds ahead of them. So a great, fantastic race and a fantastic finish. But you can't be complacent out there on the water. You've got to keep on your sort of game plan and keep focused. Erin, as the cox, what was the plan going into that final race?
Well, traditionally, we've tended to have a very strong second half. We knew that our competition would also be trying to make an impact on the race in the first 1,000 metres. So we wanted to make sure that we stayed as relaxed as we possibly could. We were rowing into a headwind, which tends to mean the speeds are a lot slower. So we knew it was going to be a longer race. So we needed to be relaxed and patient and make sure that we had some, you know, beans to spend basically in the second half of the race. The Americans did an amazing job in the first sort of 750 meters, and from my seat I lie down in the front of the boat, so I've got quite a good view of where they are until they're maybe about a second behind us, and then I start to lose sight of where they are, so I sort of have to trust the guys and trust what we're doing. But I could see them sort of in my eye line, bow ball to bow ball for sort of the first 300-400 meters. And as we started to move sort of through the next 200, there's a bridge at 600 metres and I sort of looked over there and we were starting to move up on them and I thought, okay, yeah, we've got this. And it's credit to the crew really, because I think sometimes when you get up, you can then just sit there and be a bit complacent, but complacent isn't really a word in the vocabulary of this crew. We wanted to make sure we continue to step out at every marker, and that's exactly what we did.
And Ellen, as the visually impaired member of the team, could you describe what that final fantastic race was like for you as a visually impaired member of the crew?
Yeah, it was a brilliant race for me. When I'm sat in the boat, I can't see the people in front of me, but I can see to the side because I have Stargardt's disease, which means that my central vision is deteriorating. So I've had to work over the last few years to really be in time with the crew without being able to see them, which has been the challenge. But being out there and rowing that 2K with this team has been a phenomenal experience, and I'm just so proud to become a Paralympic champion alongside them.
And I was chatting with Naomi Riches, who is visually impaired and part of the team that went to London and obviously won the gold in London, and she was telling me that it was incredibly quiet on the start line, but due to the noise of the crowds back in London, when they actually won, she had to get one of her crewmates to tap her on the shoulder to tell her that she had won. So very different conditions in Japan compared to London and Rio.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to row with Naomi, actually. I rowed with her in 2013. I won my first World Championships with her. So I've experienced that firsthand. She's a phenomenal rower as well. But yeah, you're completely right. No crowds whatsoever in the Paralympic final this time around. They talk about the Dawny Roar from London. And so it doesn't surprise me that she had problems hearing. Yeah, this game was always going to be covered in caveats. And one of those was that there's no crowds, there were no family here. It is a shame, but we're incredibly lucky to be here at all. At points in the last 2 years, it has felt like we wouldn't be here, either through cancellation or purely on safety grounds. So yeah, we're incredibly grateful to be here.
And I think, you know, as myself, as somebody who's visually impaired, we all, as disabled people, all end up adapting and changing to circumstances and making things work for ourselves, I think, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we're really good at doing in this swap. Our support team around us, our coaches and the physio and everybody, they are able to adapt your training to float, like, go with your disability so that we can all perform when we need to.
So guys, what is next for you? Are you all going to be back competing in Paris in 2024?
I think right now it's time for a break. We've been working really hard. It's been a 5-year Paralympiad and we get a nice little break now. We get to go and see our family and friends, celebrate with them, and then we'll have a think and decide what we're going to do. But personally, I'd really like to be there in Paris. So hopefully we can be.
Well, congratulations again on the gold medal and another one for Paralympics GB rowing. And thank you all very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.